You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Nobody's going to do the woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. No Mason today.
It's the best we can do.
It's our responsibility to fill it in. Al, Momo is in for Mace. Ireland is here, of course. So what's the plan, Momo? How do you fix it?
Do away with the draft altogether. Do everybody gets a certain amount of money in the draft, okay? And it's like a little like the international pool in baseball. Everybody has a certain amount of money. And the best organizations are going to get some of the best players. People are going to want to play there.
All right, but can I address the first thing that popped into my head when you suggested this? What would keep almost every player from going to L.A. or Miami?
At some point, they'll have too many stars.
Right.
So you'll want, like, wouldn't you, if you're a great player, then...
So this is current free agents, draft eligible players, everybody?
No, not current free agents. So just draft eligible.
Just the people coming in.
Just the draft
eligible
players.
Just the people coming in. So make it like the international draft in baseball, where it's a free agent pool and money. Like, you know, the player gets to choose where he wants to go.
Like an Ohtani situation.
Like an Ohtani situation, exactly. And but you have to cap the money. You can't have an unlimited amount of money. So let's say everybody's got $10 million.
So the answer to my question is money would keep me going too, because if Miami gives all their money to Wembanyama.
Correct.
Then who's the Scoot, the second pick?
Right.
Well, then he'll come to L.A.
Yep. So there's the top two markets.
Yeah, I think every year, the problem with your system is every year the two or three best players are going to New York.
Golden
or LA,
State will get
Miami.
A couple.
Okay, but what if, let's say you trade. Let's say you say, okay, I will trade you, as they do in baseball sometimes, like the salary slot. Like, I will trade you $5 million of money for the international draft. So now you can, let's make a team. Oklahoma City can throw $15 million at Wembanyama.
Yeah, but why would, Wembanyama is going to get a max deal. Some team is going to offer him everything.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with your, at least in, I'm thinking it out loud, the best two or three players every single year are going to L.A. or Miami.
Okay, but what about this? The idea of the crowded house, right? So if LeBron's already here and Anthony Davis already here in Miami, whoever's already, Jimmy Butler, Bam.
Yeah.
Like, is there enough to go? Like, if you're Wembanyama, do you really want to go play with a team that already has three superstars on it or
maybe
that also got the number one pick last year?
But is anybody ever picking Detroit?
No one's going to OKC.
Milwaukee. Yeah, it just
unless, Giannis unless isn't going to Milwaukee.
Right.
Unless they can make trades to get more money.
This is the least satisfying thing, but have you guys seen the wheel, the idea of the wheel, right?
Yeah.
Where the pick just kind of goes around and there's an order and you just kind of work your way around the wheel and everybody gets the first pick once every 30 years. Everybody gets the second pick once every 30 years and you go right around. That gets rid of it, but it just puts such an unbelievable amount of chance in there that, so for instance, like if Golden State came up this time number one with Wembanyama,
you're
setting them up for an unbelievable run and they didn't really do
or somebody at Duke, let's just say, right, says, well, the Lakers have the number one pick next
I'll
year.
I'll stay in school.
And the team coming up is Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm going to stay in school for one more year and then go play for the Lakers.
You guys are forgetting about something else, and this affects everything that we're talking about. The players have negotiated free agency. It's the heart of the CBA. All right. What would you say, Ramona? 20 NBA cities can't get free agents?
Pretty much.
The free agents go for one of two reasons. They go to live in L.A. or Miami or, you know, Golden State, or to go to New York where a big market is. No free agents are going to Oklahoma City or Memphis.
San Antonio.
Right. So now you've got your wheel, Trav, and every year it's rotating around.
Right.
But free agency tilts it way towards the big markets because you can't. Free agency means free.
Right.
You can't make free agents go to Orlando. You just can't.
So is this the best version of what you have where you're just going to have? Because this year obviously is, I don't want to say unique, but it's tilted like you're talking about where you have Wembanyama who may be Kareem. He may be LeBron. He may be so difference making that if you get him, you're set up for the foreseeable future. Yeah. And Scoot Henderson.
I had an NBA, NBA GM tell me the day you draft him, he's worth $500 million to your team.
No kidding.
Your value of your team goes up $500 million.
So to your point, Al, and this kind of goes back to Sam Hinkie a million years ago, it's like, look, to get good, we got to get bad.
It's part of the strategy.
We have to try to step, whether it's an extra ping pong ball or two, we got to do this. But this guy's worth $500 million. If I'm anything other than the top 10 teams, why am I not laying down?
Well, in the Lakers' case, you can't because you don't have your pick. Mm-hmm. The Lakers could lay down and lose every game, but then that pick goes to New Orleans.
Yeah.
So a lot of teams trade their first-round picks moving forward. The team I think that's kind of silently, in my mind, really going for Wembanyama, and that's why it was such a weird game the other night where they won in Philly is the Spurs.
Yeah.
The Spurs have no stars. They traded their one star to Atlanta.
Right.
Popovich is making jokes how he doesn't even know the players on his own team. They're trying to do Tim Duncan part two. Mm-hmm. And the way it's set up, it might work. And then they go into Philadelphia and win at Philly. You know, so Utah, who's the other team that's openly tanking, is 3-0. Yeah. Portland, which no one picked as a playoff team, is 3-0. If there really is a race to the bottom, it ain't working because all these teams that were
maybe Philly is fooling us
again.
Maybe Philly's fooling us. They're 0-3.
Every single time. So, what did you guys make of how it ended yesterday?
Before we get to that, set the stage for Survivor. You're still alive, right? Set the whole picture for people.
So the eliminator pool that you introduced me to.
Yeah. Starts with over 200 people.
261.
Yeah.
261 people are in. And it goes down to the last four last week.
Yeah.
And you anonymously said whether you wanted to split or go for it. If one person says we're going for it, everybody goes for it. Somebody said they wanted to go for it. Here's where it gets weird. Somebody didn't turn in a pick. Somebody did not enter a pick.
They're out. John, they're out, right?
You're down to three.
We're down to three. Somebody picked Tampa. Wow. They're out.
So now you're down to two.
Me and the other guy have New England tonight.
Do you know if the other guy voted to chop?
I don't know who said what.
I think it's
going to
get chopped.
The chop. He could have been a split. We'll find out after. Because if the Bears win tonight, I can't imagine the guy that didn't pick doesn't get back in. He didn't make a pick.
No, and you can't. I found this out when Jorge forgot to make a pick this year. You can't call on Monday and say,
I'll take the Monday night game.
Yeah. Once the deadline is Sunday, 9:55 a.m., if you don't have a pick in, you're out.
So I'm still alive.
I think you're going to win a lot of money over there.
I haven't picked Kansas City yet.
Okay.
I haven't picked Dallas yet. I haven't picked the New York Giants yet.
Have you looked at who all these teams play next week?
I haven't looked at the schedule next week.
Well, maybe you won't have to. Maybe if New England wins tonight, you guys both chop.
Oh, I'd hack it for sure.
Yeah. Now, if New England loses tonight, I think the third person gets back in.
Right.
It's kind of amazing how quickly this is that Survivor pool is over.
Yeah.
Well, it almost ended
so
before
many
this.
Upsets.
Bergman and I were out week one.
Yeah.
Well, half the people went out in week one.
I think Chiefs went out on the Chargers and the Niners last week. We get two in our pool.
Cowboys. Who do the Cowboys play, Slee? I'll
tell you right now.
I think you're going to win tonight, and hopefully the other guy will chop, and then you take half the money and laugh all the way to the bank.
I'll buy you a Coke guy. You want a Diet Coke?
No need. You can take Slee and I to a strip club. We don't want to pay anymore.
I'm not winning that much
ready,
money.
Ready for next week, Cowboys? Yeah. Bears.
Ooh, I can go against the Bears again?
Cowboys at home.
Let's see how they look tonight.
Cowboys at home in Dallas.
But that smells an awful lot like Rams over the Jets.
I know, it
absolutely
does.
So if you don't know this story, 2 years ago, I was in Travis's position. It was me and one other guy.
Uh-huh.
And the guy calls and goes, you want to chop? You want to just split the money?
Uh-huh.
And I said, let me ask you this. Have you taken the Rams yet? He said, yeah, I've already taken them. I said, the Rams are at home against the Jets. They're 18-point favorites. I said, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I'll chop after this week. If we both win. But this is too big of an advantage for me not to take it. And the guy goes, totally understand. His pick won. Rams lose to the Jets at SoFi, and I get bupkis.
I came within an inch of picking Tampa the last 2 weeks. Within an inch. They were double-digit favorites in both of those
games.
What
I tell you about road
lost
games,
lost them both.
Stay away from
it.
Yeah. Stay away from the road teams.
Patriots at home tonight. All right, back to the Lakers really quickly. We spent, at least half the show talking about Russ's decision to shoot that ball towards the end of the game and just the fact that it wasn't the only thing that went wrong at the end of the game. It was the most obvious thing that went wrong at the end of the game. Do they just have to move on from it?
Before you guys answer,
Thanks, but no thanks.
Give your theory of what you've been saying you think the Lakers should do in this situation, because we could look at one game. You could look at certain plays, but give your theory of what you'd want to see the Lakers do.
They have enough data points, I believe, that this is not going to turn around. This is not something that all of a sudden, hey, this looks a lot better. His trade value is not hurt at all by sending him home, because his trade value is tied to how much money he makes and the picks that'll come along with it. I don't think that the Lakers will lose a significantly more amount of games if he's there or if he's not there. I think that they're roughly the same team with or without him. His presence seems to bring a whole lot of negative energy. That every LeBron was saying, I'm not falling for the thing where you guys try to get me to say something. Darvin Ham was asked about it after the game. It's all of this negative energy, yeah. Russell Westbrook stuff. Why not just move on from it? We're not going to trade him today, but we're going to send him home for right now, and we'll see what comes up next.
I feel like it's that episode of Friends. We're on a break. Let's take
a break.
Let's go. Yeah. Right. I mean, look, I was there yesterday. I asked Darvin that question. I knew what I was doing asking him, because I was like, you could feel it, right? Like, this was, Darvin is trying so hard to give him every opportunity to do the things that they need him to do. I think he stuck his neck out for him even by starting him in game one. Russell's a former MVP. He's a future Hall of Famer. This is a guy that you want to give every opportunity to contribute to your team. Because the guy, he can still be a valuable player in this league in the right role, in the right context.
Which does not exist here.
It could if he did the things they're asking
him to do. But why would the next time be the first time?
So the big question to me is, how long are you going to give this? Okay, is it 5 games? 10 games? 20 games? I think it kind of depends on how it goes. I can see... Look, the Lakers were up by 8 with 4:49 to go.
7 with 2 minutes to go.
Okay. They put Westbrook back in, take Troy Brown out. Portland goes on a 14-4 run. They win the game by 2. Russell's in the game, and a lot of those plays were Russell taking a shot that Portland is daring him to take, leaving him wide open. And it's not just that Russell's taking the shot, it's who else is not taking the shot when Russ does that. He is wide open. And I understand why Darvin leaves him out there, because if he makes one of those shots, his whole season could be different. Their whole season could be different. He needs to feel some success. He needs to feel something to feel like it's not all on him and everyone's against him. But it just hasn't happened, and I don't know how much longer they can give
this. But Ramona, that presupposes a whole bunch of things that are unlikely to happen happening. Like, namely, he's going to make the shot. And I'm not trying to make a joke here. He doesn't shoot well. So that shot going in is low. You potentially risk a game where being a game on the right side or the wrong side.
That cost him a game yesterday.
It could be the difference between them being the play-in or not. We don't know how that plays out.
Yeah.
There seems to be, and this idea that he's going to accept the role that you're talking about, he's shown no indication of being interested in it at all.
All you have to do is look at the last play. Yusuf Nurkic is sagging off
15 feet away from him.
Beverly sets a screen. The screen is meant to have Russ drive into the lane.
Right.
Be aggressive, drive to the lane. Don't take the shot they're daring you to take. He settles for the jumper, clanks it off the rim. You can see the body language of the rest of the guys on the team kind of
AD wasn't
down.
Even at half court yet.
Yeah, AD, you know. AD was as upset after a game, last game, as I've heard him since he's been in L.A. I mean, he flat out said, there's no way we should have lost that game. Mm-hmm. And his answers were short, terse. I mean, this is the risk for Darvin Ham. He's waited his entire life to get this opportunity to coach the team. He wants to give Russ every opportunity he can. But that team is playing good defense for him right now. And that team is playing hard for him. They're buying into his system. But if you keep putting them in a position where, okay, how much do you give Russ? How much room do you give Russ at the expense of these other guys who have bought into your system? If Russ doesn't buy in and do what he wants him to, what they need him to do, what they've talked about doing, it's not going to go well.
I'm at a complete loss that everybody is not focusing on what I'm focusing on. I think there's a reason the Lakers are 0-3. It is flashing red lights, and it's not Russ. Are you guys watching the same games I'm watching? Trev, do you even know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about the shooting, I'm assuming?
I'm talking about the fact that this is the worst three-point shooting team ever.
Right.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Yet, they are 7th in the NBA in three-point attempts, and they are dead last in three-point percentage, to the point where the Lakers are shooting 21%, the worst three-point percentage in the history of the league after three games.
the 29th ranked team, the Lakers are 30th at 21%.
It's like 30%.
29%. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's like 30, sure. 31, 32. Mm-hmm. Yet, and I'm astounded at the three of you that you guys don't focus on this more than you focus on Russ. They went, this is the three games, mm-hmm. 10 for 45, or 10 for 40, 9 for 45.
Yep.
Yesterday, six. 5 for 33. Mm-hmm. 5 Oof. For 33. Oof. Yet you, Travis,
yes.
just did 3 hours on how Russell Westbrook is the problem. He's part of the problem. He's one of those people shooting those shots. Had they taken 33s instead of 33, they would have won the game. Anthony Davis shoots 82% next to the rim. There was a five-minute stretch, Lee.
So whose fault?
He was awesome yesterday.
You were still there where I said three times, Anthony Davis has taken over this game. Mm-hmm. He had 20 points, 10 rebounds, and six blocks. Mm-hmm. They couldn't handle him. Yet, if I went back and took the Travis and Sliwa show from today, mm-hmm. you two guys, mostly you, Trav, spent, tell me if I'm being fair, 60% of the show blaming Westbrook as the problem.
Yes, but we talked about Westbrook 60% of the time. I agree with you there. Okay. It's not that he's the only problem. It's that he's the problem right now that I think you could change most easily and get a result.
No, he's not.
Why not?
What?
Send
the
him
problem
home.
You can change most easily.
Yes.
Are you watching these games?
I know what you're saying, John. To have them shoot.
There is no rule. It does not exist that you have to shoot threes.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying shoot more twos, mm-hmm. shoot less threes. This is a toxic atmosphere. This is something that Ramona, what did you just say about Anthony Davis? This is somebody that's already like, yeah, man, I don't know. LeBron's answers after the game yesterday were, I'm not going to get caught into the thing where I say something. This is the topic. Whether it should be or not is secondary. It is the topic. You can release him. You can send him home. You can move forward without him and then start taking better shots.
My
and
case,
then do things
my case for yesterday is very simple. Final 2 minutes, you're up 7. What I was telling Trav is we're focusing on Russ's final shot. What about running the clock out and LeBron taking a bad shot? What about Patrick Beverly running the clock? It's the equivalent of a prevent defense where you're just waiting for the clock to run out. John, they didn't run any plays in the final 2 minutes.
Anybody,
they took bad shots in the final 2 minutes. It's not just on Russ. I agree with that. Russ also just took an incredibly horrible shot at the end of the game that did not help as
correct.
Well.
Anybody who is analyzing the Lakers, and there's obviously, like, we're an outlet to it. Athletic, LA Times, NBA Today. Anybody who's analyzing the Lakers who doesn't say the phrase shot selection in the first 60 seconds, just don't listen to them.
Is that a Darvin Ham thing?
Ignore them. Because if somebody is trying to say that the reason the Lakers are 0-3 is because of Russell Westbrook, they are not watching the games.
No, he's not the reason they're 0-3. He's part of the reason that they're 0-3 because
right.
he shoots poorly along with everyone else who's shooting threes. So three games in, like all the numbers that you just said, they're in last place by 9 percentage points. Who's the person that says, guys, we're going to give the ball to Anthony Davis in the block. We're going to get the ball
Darvin.
To Anthony Davis in the paint. So why hasn't that light gone off yet?
But I'm shocked. Like Trudell, who I have tons of respect for, ran into Trudell at halftime yesterday. They're 1 of 16. And I went, Mike, why are they shooting threes? He says, Bergman is in this camp. They have to. They have to shoot threes.
No,
it's just the way the league is. If you are left wide open at the three-point line and you're a decent shooter. Now, Greg and Trudell are not arguing that Westbrook needs to be the one to take threes. But, Greg, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Your point is that if you're a decent three-point shooter and they're leaving you wide open, you have to shoot it.
You have to take that shot.
You don't
completely
have to.
Incorrect.
Yeah, you don't definitely don't have to.
There
go
is
to the hoop.
No attack, attack, attack.
Yeah.
The Lakers should be bottom five in three-point attempts. And the reason why is that AD and LeBron are really good from two.
Yep.
So there's no way they should. AD's right. There's no way they should have lost that game. There's no way Russ should have thrown up a three at the end. It was a bonehead shot. But to make the Lakers record about Russell Westbrook when they are shooting, I can't believe I'm saying this, 21% from three. They were, every game, their percentage has gotten worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, thank God the numbers are coming down. They only shot 33 instead of 45.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but shoot 25. And until Rob has a chance to tweak the roster and get you better shooters, shoot 20.
There's a reason why you're open.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they're leaving you
Trav
open.
Hit on it. They're leaving them open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're daring them to shoot them.
On purpose.
Because it's a good defensive strategy for the other teams.
One of you guys asked Chauncey, why'd you have Nurkic guard Russ? They said, well, we were playing off, whoever Russ was on the court, I told everybody back off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if Darvin has told them, hey, if you're open at the 3-point line, you have to shoot it. You don't. There is no rule.
Darvin said after the game, not necessarily with a 3-point shot there, but with a 2-for-1 where he takes the little pull up in the middle at the elbow.
Go to the
rim. Attack the rim. Like, it's not so much that he went 2-for-1, although that is questionable when you're up one there.
In the fourth,
27 seconds.
But also, it's this idea that if they're backing off of you, and Yusuf Nurkic, it's important to point out, had 5 fouls at the time. He is not going to foul you. He is going to let you
go right at him.
He doesn't want to give up a 3-point play right there. So he's going to let you either have a pretty good look at a layup, or you're going to get, if he does foul you, he's out of the game and you're shooting free throws. Attack the rim. That's what they want him to do.
Right. Anybody blaming Westbrook solely for the Lakers' 0-3 record?
Solely, I agree with you, John,
full
but pretending
of crap.
But pretending that it's not happening, pretending that he is not bringing bad energy, bad mojo, bad stuff, right? Aura, whatever it is. I think you're ignoring something that could be fixed. They're not any worse without him. So it's not the only thing, but it's one of the things, and it's something you can fix.
All right, pay attention to the three. We're going to get more into this, but pay attention to the 3-point shooting.
Mason and Ireland coming up next. Romomo's in for Mace.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Ah! Well,
did you growl, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, get it quick.
It's not the start we were looking for, Momo. We'll get to UCLA. We'll get to the Raiders. Yeah. Everybody wants to talk about the Lakers, and everybody wants to blame Russell Westbrook. And it appears to me, so I'll give you a page on my life. Jorge, you're going to have to play this because I can't find it. I wanted to let you in on like my life, because as you know, if you listen to the show, I am like the last person on Russell Westbrook Island.
Yes, you are.
I think that... Yeah. For whatever reason, he has become the poster boy for this 0-3 start, when in my opinion, this 0-3 start is more than anything else about incredibly poor shot selection by the Lakers, who continue to shoot threes even though they can't make them. But this will make you laugh. My friend Ami,
okay,
Ami Horowitz, he's a TV reporter in New York, is a huge Laker fan. He grew up out here. Loves the Lakers. Like, follows them from New York, blah, blah, blah. So he leaves me this long voicemail, and here is the last 10 seconds of the voicemail.
John, it's killing me, man. It's killing me. Get off of Westbrook Island. Swim. Swim away. See you, man.
Swim. Swim away. See you, man. Everybody seems to think that if we do something with Russ,
yeah,
move him, trade him, that everything will fall into place. I don't think that.
No, it won't fall into place.
I think that the defense is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis and LeBron have been great. if Russ doesn't play the last 5 minutes, do we win that game? Probably. So maybe we need to tweak his minutes and pay attention to where Darvin plays him and where he doesn't play him. I mean, if you want to assign some blame to that, that's fine. But boy, Momo, you talk about a red herring. If you think Russell Westbrook is the reason this team is 0-3, I can't believe anybody who's watched all three games, like you and I have, can come to that conclusion. But if you listen to Travis and Sliwa, particularly to Trav, it's all Russ. It's his fault. And you can do that. You can scapegoat somebody. But man, 5 of 33 from 3 when they were hitting all of their two-point shots. When they, you know, they shot 45% from the field. Take rid of those 28 misses from three, and that number goes way up. What do you think?
Look, when I was watching last night, I guess it was during the day, actually, I just kept thinking, Anthony Davis is playing his butt off right now on both ends of the court. He had the putback dunk. He had the 6 blocks. Why aren't they playing through him? Give the man the ball.
You're Michael Thompson.
That's
Michael's point every game. And Michael says if he was down at the bench, he would walk up to AD. He would say, get your butt in the post and stay there. And then he'd look at all the other four guys and go, every time on offense, he gets the ball in the post. And if they collapse on him and it's not there, then attack. Whip the ball around and attack. He can be the guy.
Like when he's healthy and when he's there. Now, I will say this about Westbrook, all right? Sometimes even when it's not all your fault, it still gets to be your fault. Like there's just a sort of, you're right. He is the scapegoat.
It's the old Herm Edwards line. Herm Edwards, who worked at ESPN with us for years, who most recently flamed out at ASU, said his dad told him a long time ago. And I always use this. I tell my son this all the time. It's not your fault, but it's your problem.
That's a good line.
Okay.
I like that.
It's not necessarily from what you're doing, but this problem is at your doorstep. And to Russ, what I would say, as the lone member of Russell Westbrook Island, I would say, look, man, for whatever reason, you're a lightning rod right now. And you've got to, you've just got to pay closer attention to your shot selection. Everything else you're doing is working. You're playing defense.
He's actually playing pretty good defense.
You're pushing the ball.
Yep.
You're not turning it over, which was a problem last year.
Yep.
But those two shots at the end, in this particular case, might have meant the game for us. Stop shooting threes.
Yeah.
All right? I know you feel you're a Hall of Famer who needs the threes to open up the rest of your game. We don't need you to shoot threes. It's not part of our business plan.
So I think
if he continues to do it, particularly those two shots at the end, that to me is defiance. That's him telling Darvin, I know better than you. And he doesn't.
Here's what I think is going
Darvin
to happen.
Darvin is desperate to win. Trust me. It's his first head coaching job.
Yeah.
It's the Lakers. He said it yesterday at the pressure you were at.
Yep.
Darvin knows where he's coaching.
Yeah, he says, I know where I am.
He knows where the spotlight is.
And by the way, he had other jobs that he passed on.
Right.
Okay? He interviewed
he
for the Charlotte
coach
job.
LeBron and AD.
He wanted this gig. He wants the pressure, the bright lights. This is where you prove it. And here's what I think he's trying to balance. Showing Russ the trust and the respect to say, I'm going to keep going back to you, man. I want you to succeed. Now, if Russ makes one of those shots.
Can I jump in right there, though?
Uh-huh.
Trust goes both ways.
That's right.
Okay? If you're going to trust me in this scenario, you're Darvin Ham, and you're going to trust me to do the right thing.
Yep.
Russ is smart.
Oh, yeah.
Russ knows that those were bad shots. Darvin has your back. You've got to get his.
Yep.
You've got to say, you know what, coach? I'm not our best chance to tie this game or go ahead.
Yep.
I'm going to make sure LeBron and AD touch the ball down the stretch.
Right.
And then cut to the basket, run some ball screens, attack, 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 attack. If I see one more guy standing at the three-point line by himself with that look on his face, well, give it to me. Give it to you. They're begging you to take it.
Yeah.
Stop! There is no rule that says you're required to take 33s in a game. No matter what Trudell says, no matter what Bergman says, no matter what anybody says, they do not have to shoot that shot.
Well,
there is no rule that says if you're wide open at the three-point line, you have to take it. Greg, I can't believe you married yourself to that position.
It's not even married to it. That's Darvin Ham's system is a four-out, one-in. It's built around shooting those threes, getting those wide-open three-point shots.
We don't have the
offense is. Whether we have the shooters or not, that's what the offense is. And this is not all Westbrook's fault, and it's not all anybody else's fault, but Westbrook is the one that's right there. Now, just real fast, with Anthony Davis, you guys are talking about how great Anthony Davis was, and he was fantastic. You know how many points he had in the fourth quarter? Two on one shot.
Well, he didn't play shot. Right. He didn't play the first 6 minutes.
Well, that's fine.
Because he played the whole third.
He played 7.5 minutes in that quarter. He had He had one basket on one shot, one rebound.
Not enough. You've got to run the ball through him, and if he doesn't shoot it, then you yell at him. But we'll take some phone calls on this because I think Westbrook is being scapegoated to the 10th degree here. I know he's not good. I know a lot of you guys want him out of here. But are you telling me that after you go 10 of 40 and lose, then you go 9 of 45 and lose, and then you start 1 of 16 and you finish 5 of 33. Greg, it would be the equivalent of you and I golfing, and you play the first hole and you hit it out of bounds. And I say, what club did you hit? And you say, 3 iron. Okay. And I said, okay, what do you want on the second hole? 3 iron. You hit it out of bounds again. Third hole, what do you want? 3 iron. What? What?
Look, Greg, try something
else.
I get it, but the whole point of the offense, and all this drive and kick that you're talking about is very much to get into the middle of the paint, to drive to the basket, is to get guys open on the three-point line.
Right, but
that's what it is.
Right, but we don't have those guys on our roster, and we have to face that fact. Either until Rob has a chance to tweak the roster and get some guys who can make threes. Let me ask both of you guys.
The NBA has turned into...
I'll do this when we come back, and we'll take some of your phone calls. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. Am I watching the same games as you guys? Is three-point shooting not the biggest glaring problem of this 0-3 start, or am I just imagining it? Momo in for Mace. I'm John Ireland, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is a Monday after the Lakers lose at Crypto.com Arena to Portland. Momo and I were both there. We were talking about Darvin Ham and if he was okay with Russ taking that shot at the end of the game. Here's what he said.
They were both open shots, but is that scoring time? Are you okay with that, those decisions?
Yeah, the second one, I just wish he'd attack the rim. You know, Pat tried to set a little screen. Nurkic was in front of him, kind of back. In those moments, if you're going to go 2-for-1, I think it has to be either you're going downhill to attack the rim or you're going downhill for a draw and kick. I felt like we settled on that. And, you know, you can make the debate to call a timeout there or not. I'd rather not. And because, again, the 2-for-1 was at our advantage. But, you know, just... The shot selection is something we have to work on, something that we have to get better at as we move forward, and understanding time and score and where you want to attack in those type of situations.
Now, I was very encouraged by that he is now coming around to my theory that shot selection is the biggest problem the Lakers have right now. I know, guys, you're going to think I'm crazy. Defensively, they're really good.
Okay, I have a stat that's going to blow your mind. You ready?
Yeah.
Among the teams that have played three games, okay, yeah. So not everybody's played three. Clippers just played two games, right? Among the team that have played three games, guess who the best defense in the league is?
Well, I don't think the Lakers are number one, but they got to be
close. Lakers.
Is it? They're number
one? The best
one?
Defense among the teams that played three games. Small sample size, yes, yes. But considering who they played, considering that they play Golden State, the Clippers, and the Blazers, who can score with anybody. I don't know if the Blazers can defend, but they can score. That they have the best defense. Like, the Lakers could have very easily, they could very easily be 2-1 right now. They had the Clippers, could have won that game. They had the Blazers, could have won that game. I don't think they're beating Golden State.
Right. But here, let me, Greg, going back to let you know that I'm not in, like, complete disagreement with you. This is where I think your theory and my theory can meet in the middle.
Okay. Let's do it.
The New Orleans Pelicans, have you seen them play?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. They rank 30th, dead last, in three-point attempts, and they're great. They're 2-1. They should be 3-0, but they shoot 25 threes a game. They're ranked 30th. You know who's 29th?
Who?
The Clippers, and they're great. You know who's 27th?
Hmm.
Portland, and they're 3-0, and they have Dame. All three of those teams, Greg, average between 25 and 28 threes a game. That's where I want the Lakers. I want them in the bottom five in attempts for threes. If you take them from, they made 5 of 33 yesterday. You take them from 33 to 25. You give me those 8 possessions, they're shooting 50% from 2. So that's 8 more points. We win the game.
Sure. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. I'm happy to meet in the middle there. With New Orleans, it's a different type of offense where Brandon Ingram is a great mid-range shooter. Zion Williamson only is underneath the basket. That's all he does.
You know what Ingram and Zion both do better than almost anybody?
Attack the rim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And LeBron and AD are really good, Momo, at attacking the rim. I'm telling you. Will you allow me to bet $10,000 because I lost on stupid UCLA? We'll get to them in a minute.
Don't do that.
But can I bet? This is a weird bet, but if you guys will allow me to do it, I'll take it. I bet the first time the Lakers shoot 30 or less threes, they win.
Okay.
Can I put 10 grand on that?
Sure, let's put it on there. It's going to be 1-1.
Or less threes. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. The only thing is, like, just tell me this, and Momo, you can answer this too. If Darvin Ham, you think Darvin Ham is practicing saying all those wide open threes, don't take them?
No.
Those are good open shots.
No, but.
He's saying don't take them, step in, go drive to the basket.
But here's what I would say to Russell Westbrook.
Well, Westbrook is a whole different story. He shouldn't be
threes. Three-point shooting days are over.
He's shooting 8%.
We love you, okay? We think that you, if you play the way we need you to, could be a huge asset for us.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't take threes anymore. I don't care if you're wide open. Wasn't he, by the way, Ramona, supposed to set up? I got an email about this from Hooper's X. Thank you, Hooper's X. Wasn't Russ supposed to set up in the corner for threes? I've watched all three games. I've seen him like there twice. That's fine. Russ, you shot 45% from corner. If they leave you wide open for a corner three, go ahead and take it. But that's it. That's the one compromise I'll make with you. Other than that, you attack and dish. That's it. And Momo, I think if Russ doesn't listen to Darvin now, that Darvin can't afford to go 1-10. All right? He's going to have to do something.
Yeah.
And he's been really good to Russ.
Yes.
He started him when he didn't really want to. He put him back in the game yesterday when most Laker fans and a lot of the media didn't want him to. Darvin has made every indication that he's trying to give Russ a chance to make it work.
Yep.
You can't stick it in his face by jacking up threes when you can't make them and taking bad shots at the end of the game. It's not fair.
Yeah, and that's where I think I'm not going to bet mythical money on anything like this. Yeah. Okay, this is too serious of a topic. But I think that's where this lands. I think everybody, nowadays in social media, we go from this is not working to send him home right away.
Right.
Let me tell you that there's two really big reasons why you shouldn't send Russell Westbrook home this early, okay? Dennis Schroeder's out for a while.
Sure.
Okay, that's your point guard. That's your fallback plan there. And number two, LeBron and AD still get hurt a lot. And part of the reason why they wanted Westbrook in the first place is that he seems to always play. And there are going to be games where they need him. And when Bron or AD can't play. Anthony Davis looks great right now, but he's nursing a sore back. When is that going to be an issue? Like, this issue will come up again, and they don't have a great solve for it. And probably the larger issue, which is Russell Westbrook can still do some things in this league that can make him a valuable player. I think you're right. Darvin has given him every opportunity to do the right things. and to show that he can do it. Now, he's kind of been the good cop.
Right.
At some point,
yeah,
you change tactics.
You can't afford to pile up these losses.
You can't afford to pile up. So I think where this ends up landing is a couple more games. If this doesn't turn around, he's either not starting or not closing or both.
All right, here's Sean in Mission Viejo. Hey, Sean, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Ireland?
Good. What do you think, Sean?
I was at the game yesterday. I agree with you, Ireland. I've been telling people this for the last week now. We can't be pointing the finger at Russ on this. I don't think it is. It's purely shooting. If you looked at the first game, we made six less threes than the Warriors. The Clippers, if we even just had maybe two more threes that were made, we probably would have won that game. And yesterday came down to just like a possession or two. I'm also sitting here scratching my head, like you, Ireland, wondering why we're even attempting maybe more than 20 threes a game. Why aren't we going to...
I don't get it, Sean. I don't get it.
What are we doing?
I know. Thank you for the phone call. I don't know why the Lakers feel that just because the other team gives you a wide open three, that you have to take it. I don't get it. Here's Eric in Santa Monica. He was at the game. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I was at the game yesterday, and from the very first quarter, I kept screaming, no, no, every time they're taking a three, and they just kept hoisting them up and kept bricking them and bricking them. And, you know, Russell Westbrook, when he came in at the end of the game, I was like, what are they doing putting Russell Westbrook in? And then he comes down and he takes a crazy shot. But what I haven't heard anybody talk about, and I'm curious about, because you saw the game, you saw the replays and everything.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, Damian Lillard slipped. And they called a foul on, I believe it was Pat Beverly, and then they they reviewed it. And instead of overturning the call, or instead of upholding the call, they called the foul on LeBron instead. And then when Patrick Beverly came down, I mean, he was pushed by Nurkic, they reversed that call and gave the ball back to Portland when it was obvious that he did push Beverly down. So
yeah, all right, so this I can give you a little background, yeah. Eric. Okay, on the first one, when the Lakers opened it up to use their challenge, which is what happened when Damian Lillard slipped, they once you open it up for a challenge, they're able to look at it, and if they got the person wrong, if a foul occurred, but they assigned it to the wrong person, they're allowed to assign it to the right person. So that challenge was, they noticed it wasn't Beverly, it was LeBron that made contact with Lillard, and they reversed it. On the second one, Eric, I actually thought Nurkic made a forward move towards Beverly, which you can't do. If you're setting a screen, you can stand there, but you have to stay still. You can't be moving.
And he pushed him with his arm.
I did. I agree with you.
He pushed him with his arm.
I was very surprised.
And he reversed it.
They said Beverly flopped.
And they're showing the replay on the monitor, and I'm like, well, he clearly pushed him. There's no way. The call on the court was that it was a foul without evidence showing it's not. There's no way they can reverse that call, and they did, and they gave it back to Portland. And if I remember, Lillard hit a three, and all of a sudden now it's like a one-point game.
Yeah, nothing went right. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll be honest. When I saw it live,
Michael did too.
I thought he flopped. I thought it was a savvy vet play. If you watch the replay, Pat kind of sees him out of the corner of his eye, like, oh, here's a big fella. You know, like, and it was right after Westbrook had jacked up a three and clanked it off the rim. It was like they needed a play. The NBA just released the last 2-minute report.
Yeah.
There were two fouls that should have been called on Pat at the end, too. That's
right.
That's what they, according to the last 2 minutes. Patrick Beverly, this is what you said about him from the jump. You want him on your team. Yep. He makes plays like this all the time.
He's an irritant, but he's irritant. Your irritant.
And that play, that could have changed. That game was getting away from them right then. And if they don't, I'm actually with the caller on this. I was surprised they reversed it because I thought it was a flop, but it was hard to reverse. He really sold that well. I mean, he really sold it well. But they reversed it and it changed the. Now, I talked to Pat after the game, John, and I said, you know, how you guys doing? And he goes, I'm not worried at all. We were 0-6 in Minnesota. We started the game last year, lost six in a row.
Yeah.
Like, he's in that locker room to make plays like that, to be that kind of voice, to bring people out. You know, if you listen to his podcast, he's like, he's on Russell Westbrook Island with you, by the way.
Good.
He's the last, he's
because the Kamenetsky's, just sent out a picture of me riding on a volleyball saying Ireland and all his friends on Westbrook Island. So now
it's you and Pat Beverly.
It's me and Pat Bev. Okay, good. all right, coming up next, we'll spin the wheel of questions and take more of your phone calls and let you react to what you saw over the weekend. 877-710-ESPN. Momo in for Mace, Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay, this is a little bit of a weird one.
I like weird.
Pretend all robots are at war with humanity. You are suspected of being a robot. If you had to prove that you're human, what would you say? Oh. So, Greg, you know what I would say?
What would you say, guys? This is a tough question. Yeah. There's not a really good answer here.
That's such a bad robot that they would go, no, that dude's not a robot. That there's no way that that guy's a robot. That sounds like completely made up. Jorge, what would you say to prove you're not a robot?
I would do like Dory and speak whale.
Whale. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I don't like know. That. I've never had sex with a bot. Yeah. I could use that.
Exactly.
Like, Greg, what are you saying to keep yourself from being killed, to prove that you're human?
I mean, I just played it.
I don't know. I've never had sex with a bot.
I think that's my answer. I think that is the correct
answer. You would try and have sex with a robot?
No, I would say I've never had sex with a robot, so yeah. I'm obviously not a robot.
That doesn't prove that
it
at all.
It doesn't prove anything. Yeah. I don't know. I don't got a good answer. This is a very hard question.
Hard question.
All right, Momo, what would you say?
I think it has to do. What is the thing that humans can do that robots cannot?
Opposable thumbs.
No.
What the heck was that?
I think humans can feel guilt.
Yeah.
I think we can feel really high level complex
can
emotions.
Any of you, Mason,
love, guilt. Yeah.
Mason would claim
nostalgia.
He could do it.
What?
I cannot do it.
What?
I don't think Mason can do it either. I think he's full of crap. But could you make yourself cry on command?
Yeah, I could.
No way.
I could probably do it.
All right, you got 11 minutes.
11 minutes? Okay. I have to get there?
Yeah. You can in the next 11 minutes.
You want me to do this live on air and make myself cry?
Yes,
man?
Of course. That's
I have to really point. Get there, though.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
it's
okay,
hard.
I'll do it. I'll do
okay,
it.
Okay, so we'll see if
but
you
I'm not
going to
do
off.
It during this segment. I'll do it like, I'll start during the break.
Well, I'll give you a break.
And we'll come back.
Before the end of the show, I'll give you this. Okay, it's 150.
You want me to get upset?
No. I don't care how you do it.
I have to get my, I have to be method.
It's 150.
All right.
I'll give you
I'm pretty method.
I'll give you till Game of Games. Okay? Till 3:45.
No, I can do it. I just have to get myself talking about something that'll make me cry.
To produce actual tears. Yeah, and you can talk. You can bring them anything you want during the break, whatever you can.
Well, look.
Actual tears get you a oh, by the way. Brian,
what am I going to get for this?
Brian Ojeda. I'll give you $1,000 of mythical money. Brian Ojeda made a good point, Greg, that neither you or I caught.
Okay.
I can't bet mythical money on the Lakers.
Oh, you're not allowed. I'll get rid of that bet.
Yeah, so that bet's canceled. Even though this was a positive thing, I don't want
to. I think you have to show real, like your question to answer I think you have to show actual guilt. I don't think a robot could fake guilt.
Or
yeah,
I
dropped a deuce.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that. That would prove you're not a robot.
Oh, that's an easy way to
that's
do it.
Easy
just
one,
drop.
Yes.
Just drop your pants.
Well, although my puppy does it every 15 minutes, so we could bring him in here
exactly.
And it'd be over. All right, let's get a few more of these calls in here. Freddie is in Inglewood. Hey, Freddie, you're on ESPN LA.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good, Freddie. What do you think?
Okay, I was talking to Birdman earlier, and we were talking about the four-out offense, okay?
Right.
I could see where that offense is built for shooters, okay, now. But he says it's built for shooters and cutters, and then you drive and kick. But what good is it going to do to drive and kick if the defense
ding,
is
ding,
left?
Ding, 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 ding. Greg, they want the Lakers' 4-1 offense that you've described is accurate. It's working. They're getting wide open looks.
Right. Yep.
Oh, by the way, no one can make them.
Right. But if
how
that's
many
the
games?
Offense.
How many games? To Freddie's point, Greg, as somebody wants him to keep shooting these open threes.
How many games?
It's not that I want.
Okay. But you say your exact words were you have to take them.
Right. Darvin Ham is not going to, in practice, be like, hey, how many don't games, take that shot with five feet of nothing around you.
How many games do you have to see where they shoot 21% before you'll admit
exactly.
I'm right?
Exactly.
At some point, it will regress to the mean. They're not going to shoot 21% okay. for the
but,
entire
but
season.
But what point is that for you? 5 games, 10 games?
Look, I don't want to see bad shots.
20 games of them doing this? You okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with any of it. Yeah. I want them to win games. I would rather them
Freddie, you're 100% right. That's all I can tell you, man. You and I are watching the same games. Thank you for calling. You don't have to shoot threes. It's not a league requirement. There is no league minimum for three-point shooting. If you don't... If that game was in the bag, Momo. You were there.
I know. I was there.
They were up 7 with 2 minutes to go. There is no rule that says in the final 2 minutes you must attempt at least 1 3. Russ took it, so everybody's pointing at him, but he didn't take all 33 of them.
No. Anthony Davis hit the side of the backboard.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen that clip of like Nurkic?
Laughing. Laughing at him.
To be honest, what they're struggling with is exactly what Bergman is describing. Greg, you perfectly described the conundrum. They've been told their whole life.
Take the open shot.
If you're wide open and they're giving you that three, you have to take it. I am here to tell you it's a whole new world. You do not have to take it. If you're ahead by 7 with 2 minutes to go, maybe it's a good idea to give the ball to LeBron and AD and see what the defense does.
Yeah.
Rather than dribble up. And by the way, I'm with Darvin. Had Russ dribbled up and attacked the rim,
yeah,
I would have said, okay, that makes sense. But to dribble up and take a three that they're daring you to take, begging you to take, because you're 5 for 30 at that point, is dumb.
So I have a theory in life that you just need to know what you're good at and stay in your lane. I mean, it's always good to try to push yourself.
In the NFL, they say, do your job.
Do
Don't
your job.
Worry about doing somebody else's job.
You remember when Shaq used to, like somebody would inbound the ball to Shaq?
Yeah.
And he's dribbling up the court. And you can see, no one's guarding him.
Right.
Could he dribble down and be Shaq on the break? Go coast to coast with it? Yes. And sometimes he did. All but right. Should he do that? No.
All right. You mentioned Shaq. something that happened over the weekend reminded me of perhaps my most infamous moment with Shaq. Ooh. I'll explain that coming up. First, let me tell you that 710 ESPN is the only station giving you a chance to win $1 million. Listen all day today to play Million Dollar Mondays. Just for playing the game, you'll win. Just if you get through and we pick you as the winner. 2 tickets to the Rams-Niners game this Sunday at SoFi. And you'll have a chance to win $1 million. If you give us your Super Bowl prediction, tell us who the 2 teams are and nail the final score. So that's coming up. Greg, we don't say when we're doing it exactly. Right? It's when we hear
no,
the
you gotta
sounder.
Listen. You got
to
listen.
Okay, so we'll play a sounder for you to call, and when it's time, 877-710-ESPN. I'm not saying it's time now, but whenever it is, you'll hear the sounder, the cue to call, and your chance to win $1 million. When we come back, I was a sideline reporter for a lot of years. You've done sidelines. You've done sidelines for the NBA Finals for ESPN Radio. Mike Trudell does it now, our buddy. A sideline reporter learned something over the weekend that I once learned Ooh. The hard way, and I'll explain coming up next. Momo in for Mace. I'm John Ireland. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA.